You are listening to the La Habra City School District Podcast. Sit back, listen, and learn what is going on around the district. Now here's your host, the district's academic coach in educational technology, Jody Green.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode 4 of the La Habra City School District Podcast. I'm here at Walnut Elementary School with Ms. Quintanilla.
Hi.
And Amber.
Hello.
And Giselle.
Hi.
And we're here to talk a little bit about their experience with the P21 Sustainability Showcase that occurred at Cal State Fullerton. And we're going to let Ms. Quintanilla share a little bit of background, and then we'll talk to the girls about their experience.
Thank you, Jody. Well, first of all, thank you for having us. We attended the P21 Sustainability Conference at Cal State Fullerton, as you mentioned. The conference was put on by Cal State Fullerton Center for Sustainability, as well as other entities. And the event was truly an example of the promise and the potential of the Common Core in bringing in new education opportunities for student learning. There were over 27 student presentations from schools all throughout Orange County, and it was on a diverse array of sustainability topics. And our girls actually picked a topic that was very dear to their hearts, and it was sustaining endangered species.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, we were doing a fundraiser at Walnut Elementary School, and we raised $291.05.
What was the fundraiser?
We wanted to help sustain endangered species because we knew that a lot of species were going extinct. We went classroom to classroom with our presentations, and we told them what we were doing, and they seemed to get it right away.
So you started with creating a project to teach other people about endangered species?
Yes.
How did you create the project? What did you use for that?
On our classroom website, we got a page dedicated to helping save endangered species. So that pretty much started it all off. And then Amber started to think about a fundraiser. So we went around classroom to classroom presenting our fundraiser.
How did you collect donations?
We left a drawer in each classroom. And then we put the money in envelope and we totaled them up.
And you sent it to?
The World Wildlife Fund.
So then how did you get involved with the Sustainability Showcase?
Well, actually, I was approached by the Orange County School Districts, and they caught wind of Giselle and Amber when we were doing our technology showcase for Orange County Q. So they asked me if they would be willing to be involved in the competition at Cal State Fullerton, and then they became finalists, and that's how we started.
So you girls were also presenters at Palm Springs?
Yes.
Okay, so let's back up a second and explain about that. So Ms. Quintanilla's class applied to participate in the Orange County Student Technology Showcase, which then leads to, if you are a finalist, then you get chosen to go to Palm Springs and be a part of the Q Showcase, which occurs once a year at the annual Q Conference, and Q stands for Computer Using Educators. So your project was creating a classroom website, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So with your website, you had a global audience, right?
Yes.
You were not just presenting to students in your class. That is a website that anybody in the world can go to and can visit.
Yes. We have hit over 10,000 viewers. To be exact, it's 10,900 viewers on our website, pad24.weebly.com.
Did that change your motivation for writing, or did that change how much you focused on what you said?
It changed how I worded things, because you wouldn't want someone saying, I did this. You'd want to include everybody, how our classroom did this.
Yeah. When we were doing our presentation, I told Amber, when you were presenting that one time, you said I a lot. Like, I did this, I did that. In a way, it was helping with our grammar, but it also was helping with collaboration, letting people know that someone else was there with you and helped you along the way.
So through the introduction of technology and through using these web-based tools that you got to use, you were able to increase your ability to communicate to others with a more authentic audience, not just the people in your class.
Yes. Yeah.
And so when you presented at Orange County, then they heard about you and they asked you to participate in the showcase.
Yes.
For sustainability. What does sustainability mean?
Sustainability means how something survives and how long it stays until it's gone forever.
And so since your project was all about endangered species, you are helping to sustain species that are almost gone. Is that the correct understanding?
Mm-hmm.
So talk to me a little bit about the experience of being at this showcase. Ms. Quintanilla said there were 27 schools that were represented. Tell me a little bit about how it was organized.
There were two rooms that we went in. One room was for high school, and the other room was divided between middle school and elementary school. And we actually went on third, and we only had 3 minutes to present. Mm-hmm. But within those 3 minutes, we actually did so well that we won first place for our division.
So of all of the elementary school groups that presented, you guys came in first.
Yes.
You must have been extremely proud of yourselves.
Very.
I literally jumped out of my seat when they won. I know I shouldn't have jumped, but I did. There is a rubric that they're judged on. Every team is judged on a certain criteria that they have to meet. One of them being they have to be under 3 minutes and also have a technology component or visual representation. And so they created a Prezi so that they could show the audience exactly what they were talking about. And they did an awesome job collaborating between each other and bouncing off of each other. And so not one shined more than the other. They were in complete unison.
How did you put together your presentation?
Well, we had it all based off of a Prezi. First, I wrote the speech, then we turned the speech into a Prezi, and slowly it all started to come together.
Tell our audience what Prezi is.
Prezi is basically a presentation that you can make online. So like it's a PowerPoint, and you could just drag and drop, and it's simple as that.
You can do it collaboratively, right? You don't have to be in the same place, but you can be working on it at the same time?
Yes. We actually made two Prezis, but we only used one of them.
Yeah.
Their first one was extremely long, and we timed it at over 4 minutes.
Yeah.
So we had to cut and edit a lot.
The first presentation wasn't really flowing together, but after that, we started to figure out what our presentation was really supposed to be about and get in depth with the topic. And then we came up with our second Prezi, which we could realize we were able to do under 3 minutes and over 3 minutes, depending on us.
So you said that you had 3 minutes to present on a stage, correct?
Yes.
What was the setup and what was it like to get up in front of all of those people and present?
It was actually in the Titan Theater at Cal State Fullerton, and it was very nerve-wracking to be up there.
We were both really nervous, but for me, the nerves started to go away like in the middle of the presentation, because then everything just seemed to flow. And in my mind, it just pictured me in that classroom with Miss Quintanilla timing us like, go!
So you did a lot of preparation beforehand then?
Yes.
We did. I have to say these girls are extremely dedicated, and they would stay after school so that we could rehearse. And they also stayed in at lunchtime so we could practice. And they also took up some school time to go into the other classrooms and do their presentations. And they shared the WWF Together app with the other classrooms and then collected funds. So a lot of time and dedication on their part. I'm extremely proud of them.
Were there any restrictions on how many people could be a part of a team?
We were the only team in our division.
Everyone else was individual?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you had the added benefit of being able to collaborate with one another in addition to being creative and all of the other C's, right?
Yes. We were thinking about doing it separately, but we realized that we started this together, so it would be best if we ended it together.
Very insightful. Is there anything else that you want to share with our audience about the conference or about the experience that you've had in fifth grade at Walnut, getting to use all of the technology and promote your ideas to the world?
We would actually like to give recognition to our principal, Mr. Clore, for allowing us to compete in all these great competitions and getting to show our talent and
how we can show how we are so passionate about endangered species.
And I would like to thank all the parents, too, who supported us and who drove the girls to the competition.
Ladies, thank you so much for speaking with me today. And Ms. Quintanilla, thank you. The girls gave up their break, pretty much. Thank you for staying with me and talking and sharing your experiences.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much, ladies. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jody, for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the La Habra City School District Podcast. Don't forget to visit our website at www.lahabraschools.org. Podcast copyright La Habra City School District.